One person I will be able to ask about the Dane van Niekerk situation and get some context about what are women doing the Australian women's cricket team is Jess Jonassen. She's over at the World Cup. We're a week away from the start of that tournament in South Africa. We're out to defend our crown, and Jess Jonassen has been good enough to take a call early in the morning over in South Africa. G'day, Jess.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's nice to be on the show.
How is it over there? How has the team settled in?
Yeah, everyone's settled in really well. There hasn't been too much talk of some jet lag, which is always a positive thing. Everyone's sort of getting out and about, and we're staying in a really nice spot. And the weather's been really kind so far, and I think we've organised a bit of a trip up Table Mountain later on today. So I think everyone's looking forward to getting out and about before we kick off some training tomorrow.
I can't stand Tabletop Mountain. The sun sets behind it and the cricket has to stop whenever there's test match cricket there.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful spot, but yeah, it's sort of, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's obviously one of those things that is always on the bucket list for people when they come to South Africa. Mm. If you go to Cape Town, you got to go up Table Mountain. So, yeah, it's obviously it interrupts cricket a little bit, but it's a really good tourist spot.
Yeah, and there was a great story recently I heard for the first time, Adam Gilchrist telling it about when they won a test series in South Africa. I think it might have been Ricky Ponting arranged for the team to get a bus after they were celebrating the win. They went to the top of Tabletop Mountain and sung the team song atop that to celebrate the victory there. You are a week out from your first match. What happens between now and then to ensure that this team is ready to go?
Yeah, well, we've got our first training session tomorrow. So the girls have sort of been doing a bit of self-directed movement and recovery-based stuff over these last couple of days. And, yeah, I think everyone's sort of looking forward to getting into some training tomorrow. We've got two practice games, one against India and one against Ireland, which will be great. Obviously, the first time for a lot of us, if not all of us, that we've actually played here in South Africa. So there'll be a bit of sort of getting to understand the conditions and sort of matching our game plans and our styles sort of to what's going to help us achieve those victories and hopefully holding a World Cup at the end of the month.
Generally, Australia and South Africa are not too different in terms of the scheme of world cricket and the variations you can see when it comes to conditions. What are you expecting?
Yeah, well, I've watched a little bit of the South African 2020 comp, and the wickets have sort of looked a little bit on the slower side. So I think South Africa, West Indies and India just completed a tri series as well. And I mean, admittedly, they were in Pretoria, which isn't a city that these games are going to be held for the World Cup. But yeah, the wickets were sort of a bit slower and sort of took a little bit of spin. So I'm not really sure what to expect down this part. But I mean, as a spinner, I'd like to get a little bit in the wicket sometimes, but ultimately, hopefully, there's just some great conditions for some really good quality cricket.
Alyssa Healy had a little nick in her calf before the team departed. How is that? Do you know?
As far as I'm aware, it's all good to go. I mean, she hit the golf course yesterday.
Of course she did.
Alongside a few others. So, yeah, so walking some 18 holes of golf and whacking a few. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure she sort of made the comment that she's all good to go, and not entirely sure of what her involvement will be in the warm-up games, but she'll definitely be preparing sort of the same way that she does for every other World Cup. And, yeah, hopefully by that first game we've got New Zealand first up. So I think everyone's sort of hoping that she's good to go and ready to fire in that game.
Are you part of the golf group or different hobbies?
Well, I do play a bit of golf, but it's a bit of a touchy subject, actually. I got kicked out of the golf group, the golf WhatsApp group. So, well, I hadn't played a bit while on tour, so I'd always sort of declined it, or I hadn't brought my clubs. And I mean, admittedly, there was previous tours where I wasn't allowed to sort of go out and walk because I sort of had a bit of an ankle issue. So I sort of physio's orders to stay off my feet. But yeah, I sort of got kicked out of that group, so I'm not wanting to get the pity invite back, but no, it's all good fun and good banter. I think sometimes I wouldn't mind just having a nine hole sort of half a day, but not a sort of full day commitment. I'd get too mentally drained. I don't practice and I still get frustrated and I wonder why.
I always start to lose it around about the 14th or 15th hole. So, yeah, somewhere in between 9 and 18
Same.
is perfect. Who's in the golf group?
There's actually quite a few. There's majority of our staff, to be fair. And there's a number of players. We've got Ash Gardner, Lana King, obviously Elisa Healy, Heather Graham. So yeah, there's quite a few. There's some definite, absolutely no chance of wanting to go golfing, and Megan Shute is at the top of that list.
Yeah, it doesn't match
But
Shooter's personality.
no, she gets too frustrated and too bored too easily. So yeah, she's more than happy to own that as well. And she, yeah, just looks to, she's like, I'd rather do something else other than golf.
Jess Johnson chatting to us from over in South Africa, a week out from the Women's World Cup starting. Are you grouped in Group One with Bangladesh, New Zealand, South Africa, and Sri Lanka? What do you have to be wary of in that group, particularly with New Zealand, who you start the campaign up against?
Yeah, well, obviously they're the biggest notable threat in our group, and yeah, obviously some really quality players. They've been over here for I think over a week now as well, so they're all fully used to the conditions, I'm sure, and they're ready to go as well. They've just had a couple of practice games against England prior to our official practice matches, but then equally you've got South Africa as well. Obviously, in the it's been a few notable things in the media with how they haven't decided to pick their captain, Daan van Niekerk, which is quite sad. But yeah, there's sort of a home World Cup, knowing what it's like to sort of you want to perform well, you want to do what you can for the home crowd, and sometimes that home crowd advantage can help you get over the line in the tight moments. And they've still got some quality match winners as well, so yeah, definitely got to be wary of them. And yeah, there's obviously also a lot of unknown with our other opponents as well, that they could have a lot of new players over the these last few years since we've sort of come across them.
Certainly. Your reaction to the Daan van Niekerk story, what was it?
Pretty disappointing, really, to be honest with you, that you obviously, I understand that there's different requirements for selection and whatnot, but from the outside, it's just sort of, it's all well and good sort of having goals and targets for players to meet, but as long as there's some adequate support in all areas to actually help that person achieve those goals. And from my understanding, that hasn't necessarily been the case. It's sort of, this is what you got to achieve, and good luck trying to do it. And like it's sort of, I guess we're pretty fortunate in our setup that we have strength and conditioning coaches to help us reach those targets, and we also have nutritionists to help us with the diet side. But then, more importantly, we've got psychologists to also help us with the mental side of it. That a lot of the time, that's the biggest battle. That once you unlock it mentally and psychologically, then yeah, there's a lot of things that can start to fall into place. But yeah, it's really disappointing. She's a world-class player, and somebody that I think when she's in that South African team, they're a completely different outfit.
I guess the question is, would you rather be bowling to a South African team with Daan van Niekerk at the top of the order or not?
Definitely not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but in saying that, she's a human being, and she's a great athlete, and yeah, it's sort of, it's really sad to see somebody like that sort of go through something like this, and obviously with Lizelle Lee last year as well, same similar sort of things. So yeah, as a female athlete, it's very, very disappointing and very sad to see.
I guess you spoke about the support you guys receive from Cricket Australia, which is great to hear. How is this sort of stuff communicated to you and the women's cricketers across Australia so that everyone understands the support you have and why things like this can be important?
Yeah, well, I guess there's been a shift over a number of years from trying to, I guess, not necessarily manufacture or create the ideal athlete, but sort of having that understanding that everyone's biological makeup is different. Everyone's strengths are different. Some people are power athletes and not the greatest runners, but whereas there's others that are the opposite. So it's sort of a matter of having an individualized approach to it, that obviously there's certain requirements you've got to meet to play international cricket. But it's not one sort of fitness target, for example, or a skin fold target. It's not the be all and end all. It's obviously part of, it's a small part of a bigger picture. And it's sort of, it's that sort of mentality and those sort of conversations. It's about continual improvement, and obviously if you get your body and work your body into a point where you're able to withstand the demands of international cricket, then yeah, then it's sort of the job's done, and you've got to just keep trying to make small tweaks, small improvements as you go on.
So what are the expectations for the Australian women's cricket team? What sort of fitness testing base level do you guys have to do?
Well, we do like a 2K time trial. We do a run of two test, do things like a mid-thigh pull, which sort of
Oh, yuck.
goes about like your force output and those sort of things. Then there's bench pull, a bit of strength testing things. And there's been a bit of a shift in and around the measuring of skin folds within Australian cricket. It's sort of with a mental health survey that had come out, but there was a lot of performance anxiety or anxiety in and around those sort of tests. That it's up to the athlete now, whether they sort of agree to having that test performed and put out there. But sometimes it's more in and around the process of it as opposed to the actual number and the result, which I think is a positive step. Like obviously, yeah, it's sort of you want to make sure that you're strong enough, fit enough, and mentally in a position to be able to perform, and that's different for everybody.
I think I'm absolutely with you, Jess. Whatever you think about it, the overwhelming emotion I felt when I read the story and thought about it was sadness. I'm just sad that Dane won't get the opportunity to play in a home World Cup. And I'm absolutely with you. I'm not sure the same level of support has been afforded to her as perhaps our women receive, which is excellent from our point of view. But I appreciate you being so forthright on it and helping us understand. I hope you have a great tournament, and I hope it's sweet number six. It's not quite sweet 16, is it? But sweet number six for the Australian women.
No, thank you for having me. And yeah, I can't wait to get the tournament underway. And yeah, hopefully there's a lot of Australian victories and another T20 World Cup for Australia at the end of it all.